So is tea all right for you? Because I've got some in the pot and I can just coffee. I've only got instant. All right, tea then. Yeah. No, I'll just it's not a problem. Me just sort you out a mug. There we go. And I'll pop something in that. Do you take sugar, by the way? Sugar and milk? No? As it is. All right. Well, it's not been stewing long, so you know, don't worry. No, it's not going to be too strong or anything. There you go. So, yeah, what was it you wanted to talk to me about? All right, I see. No, that's important. Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you would, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Yeah, no, that's entirely reasonable. So what can I do to what can I do to help? Go on, drink up, it's getting cold. What can I do to help out? Yeah? Okay. Sounds fine. It's been ages since I've been involved in anything like that, to be honest with you. So yeah, I'm itching to give that a go. Sounds like real fun. When would that be happening? Yeah? Right. Because normally I'm not available on Valentine's Day or around then, you see. I always reserve that for. No, I'm definitely single. Well, you know, I don't go in for dating. I don't. It's tricky and it's difficult and I don't always have the time to commit to it, you see. And to be honest with you, I'm not convinced about the whole dating thing. I really think that men and women should be in a position to approach one another with, you know, with like an openness, more of a, you know. Well, like for example, say that I wanted to have sex with someone, and I thought you might be receptive, and I should, you know, it would be lovely if I could just come up to you and say, "Hey, I'm horny. How about you?" Or, hey, you know, I really like, you know, I really like how you look. I'm really attracted to you. Would you like to get together and, you know, just like bang it out sometime? Only obviously you'd be a bit more subtle than that. I'm not really putting this like on the table, as it were. Obviously, that would be ridiculous of me. But yeah, what do you think? You know, you see what I mean? It would be so much easier than all the dance that we have to go through to get one another in bed. Especially since, you know, it's really easy to get hold of stuff like, you know, Rohypnol. And there are other drugs as well that you could use to secure someone's cooperation. They're colourless, they're tasteless, they're odourless. You'd never know that they were in use. And then, you know, obviously you just wait. I mean, especially with the sort of drugs that are available these days, things like Rohypnol. Things that are colourless, tasteless, and odourless, you know, stuff you'd never notice. Not in a million years. And then it would be just easy to sort of slip that into a drink and have somebody go, "Well, what's the matter? You're hot." Well, I didn't like to bring it up, but yeah. What? No, sorry. No, that is a total compliment. You are a complete snag. And I've had my eye on you for ages. What's the matter? You feeling dizzy? Really? Oh no. Yeah, I know. I've been watching you for a while. No, you just sit there if you're feeling dizzy. It's all fine. No. What? Oh, what, do you want me to help you to the couch or something? Are you going to be okay where you are? Well, like I said, I mean, you know, obviously I would never do that to someone, but you take all the guesswork out of, you know, finding a partner for just that's just for sex. And then you can do the dating stuff for relationships. And in the meantime, there's no reason why anyone should be ashamed of anything, right? Really, what, you need to lay down. Okay, look, no problem here. Okay. Just stand up. Take my hand. Oh, that's it. You've got it. And then come on, it's only a couple of steps. That's right. You lean on me. That's my girl. All right, good. And you just park yourself on the couch there. There we go. Down you go. Nice and easy. Yeah? You feel like laying down, closing your eyes a minute? Okay. Of course, they could have planned it this way, couldn't I? There could be something in your tea. And like I said, I've had my eye on you for a while. I do like the way you look. And maybe I've entertained thoughts about fucking you. You know, getting you into my kitchen on your own. Slipping something into a drink. Getting you vertical. And then off to a place where you can relax properly. Horror, you know, laying you down. And obviously I, you know, check out what you're wearing before I enacted my little plan. I don't want you turning up in a pair of tight jeans, even though you do look really good in them. No, no, no. I mean, like now, like today, where you're wearing a skirt. So much easier. And look how easy it is for me to just, like, lift that, roll that all the way up, look. All the way up those gorgeous thighs of yours. I do like your thighs. Oh, I've admired you from a distance for a while, sweetie. And I have long dreamt about this moment. Look at that. Such interesting taste in underwear. Shall we just, I mean, I could get these off, but let's move them to one side. See, this is the bit of you that I'm really interested in. Just your pussy. And with you in this state, I can do practically anything I want, so why don't I? Yeah? I mean, you know, right, just wriggle these off and get them away from my feet. I don't know. Sweats. I know. It's like I've given up. Except I knew you were coming round, of course, and so I wanted something that was easy to take off. And look how hard you've got me. Oh, you can't. Well. That's fine, isn't it? Because if I'm not mistaken, you are rather fond of me. I mean, look how easily my fingers slip inside you, you little slut. Well, no time like the present. And no sense in lingering. I mean, I just need to get my rocks off, so. Let's just force those legs apart and. God. I want to. I feel like I want to talk to you, but you can't hear me. I kind of want to gloat. Ridiculous of me. Good thing about this is I can pound you however hard I want. Now, obviously I would normally make that last a lot longer, but you're not awake for it, not even interested, and I just needed to come. And it should be a compliment, after all. I mean, look how hard and how aroused you got me. Look how quickly I got myself off. Oh, bad than wanking any day. Still, I have just, you know. Well, let's wipe you clean. I've got a little towel over here somewhere. There we go. No, I always regret having to pull out, but the last thing I want to do is fill that cunt of yours with my cum and leave you with a lingering present. This way you're not likely to notice what's happened particularly. So let's just rearrange your clothes and wipe you clean first. There we go. Little bit of a wet wipe here. Oh, prepared? You bet. Always. In case you're interested, it's in the sugar. Yeah. That's why I don't take sugar. There we go. Let's get you all settled and seated, because this shit will wear off shortly. And let's get you into the recovery position. Over you go. Perfect. And then I'm just going to sit here beside you. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, it looks like you fainted. I know, no, don't try and sit up straight just yet. I've got you on your side. You're fine. You're fine. Everything's okay. I don't know. It was something in the tea, I think. I have my own blend. It's got ginseng and things in it. Sometimes it takes people a little strangely. Look, I'm really sorry. I won't give you that again, I promise. But, what? What's the matter? Well, you did kind of fall. But look, everything's okay. I've got you. I was going to wait for you to come round. And now we're going to call NHS. Yeah, that's right. Well, you were unconscious, so we have to. Okay, well, but how are you feeling, though? I mean, are you dizzy, lightheaded? What's going on? Thirsty? No more of the tea. No, we're going to get rid of that. I'll get you some water from the kitchen in a moment, okay? Meantime, I just want you to lie there. That's it. Look, I've got you. Give me a hand. Squeeze if you feel scared, okay? No. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. Sore? Really? Well, that is weird. Well, we should definitely mention that, right? When we get you to a doctor. Well, I can take you myself. I mean, I've got cars just outside. Yeah, no problem at all. So, do you remember anything? How did you feel when it first came on? Yeah? Much better? Oh, okay. Do you want to head to the doctor? Well, I just think it would be sensible, that's all. Look, we can go to a walk-in clinic. There's just like 15 minutes, across town. 15-minute trip, at most. Do it in a cab without thinking, but I'm not going to put you in a cab. I'll take you myself, okay? You're going to be fine. I've got you. Trust me.